Well, yesterday we were looking at let's just look at the verse we were looking at. This is Job. And Job chapter 31, this is Job's final argument that he's making to his friends, to his so-called friends. And he says in Job 31, verse number 1, I dictated a covenant, an agreement to my eyes. How then could I look lustfully upon a girl? So basically what we're looking at yesterday is those things that you see, what you see, what you take into your eyes, those things that you see, it does affect, it goes to your soul. It's in your mind, which is part of your soul. And it affects your mind, which means it's affecting your soul. And where your mind goes, that's where you're going to eventually go as well. So we need to be very cautious as to what we take into ourselves, what we allow visually to see. And one of the points I was making is that visual things that we see, because we see a lot of horrific things. If you watch the news, sometimes even the news will show just horrific things. There's certain images that once you get them into your mind, you can't eradicate them. I mean, some of the disturbing things that you see, you can't get those things out of your mind. And the more that you get those things in your mind, the more you're curious about even more disturbing things. And this is what you're bringing into your mind and your soul. And where your mind is, your mind's going to, where your mind leads, you're going to follow. And I shared yesterday that, especially as children, some of those images stick with us all through our lives. It's the power of images. And this is why it's imperative to learn what Job is saying. When Job said, look, I dictated a covenant, an agreement to my eyes. He set the standard. He said, this is what I will and will not do. And we also looked at Daniel. Daniel, now he wasn't talking specifically about what you see, but the concept is the same. But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating the portion of the king's rich and dainty foods or by drinking the wine which he drank. So Daniel did the same thing. Daniel made the determination. We see that Job says, I dictated the covenant. I'm the one that established the agreement. I said what will be. I set the standard for my eyes. My eyes will only see these things. I will not allow them to see other things. See, that's taking responsibility, knowing the damage and the danger of what you take in, and he set the standard. Daniel does the same thing. That's the example that we should follow. We have to make the determination. We have to decide, I care about what comes into my mind. I care about what I see, and I don't want those disturbing images to be a permanent part of my life. I gave you the example yesterday of a TV show that I watched about 50 years ago. I was like 5 or 6 years old, so not quite 50 years ago. But as I watched that show, it was very simple. It was not graphic at all, but it was powerful to me. And it's an image that, even though it seems very simple when I described it to you yesterday, it's an image that still has power all these many decades later. It's because images that we take in, it does affect us and it will stay with us. So think about your own life. What are some images that you just have a hard time getting rid of? What are some images that you kind of fight? Well, do you want more of those images that you have to fight? Because some of those images bring us down. Some of those images bring us low, and it affects our ability to stand in faith. It adds the doubts. It builds the doubts, which are counterproductive towards our faith. It counterbalances our faith. This is why Job, this is why Daniel are saying they're making the concerted effort to decide. We have to decide. You've got to make the decision. What am I going to allow into my mind and into my soul? What am I going to allow? If you can identify certain images that you've just had a hard time getting out of your mind, then you know the power of images. So then if I understand that, why then would I want to just allow whatever images, you know, the world's going to throw at me? I don't want to see the things that the news shows me. I don't want to see some of the things that are on the internet. I don't want to see it. I don't want it a part of me. The example that I gave yesterday was when the movie Saving Private Ryan came out. And being a history, I love historical things. I wanted to go see it. And I knew that the first half hour was pretty graphically violent as it was trying to establish what it was like on D-Day when American and British soldiers were trying to establish that beachhead in that invasion that was going to eventually lead towards victory in Europe in World War II. And it was horrific. So I was prepared for that, and I want you to go see it. My wife said no, she didn't want me to see it. And the reason she didn't want me to see it is she didn't want those images in my mind. And while I didn't argue against that, but I questioned her on that, and what I could not argue with her about was when she said, I love the tender heart that you have, and if you allow those images into your mind, I'm just afraid it's going to change the tenderness of your heart, and I don't ever want you to lose that. And I've never forgotten those words, because to me that was very insightful. The tenderness of your heart, the tenderness of your nature, what you bring into you, what you allow your eyes to see, which then affects your mind and your soul, if it's affecting your mind and your soul, it can cause you to lose that tenderness. It can cause you to lose that gentleness. It can cause you to lose that tenderness that you have towards even your relationship with Jesus Christ and your knowing of Him. We need to protect that nature. We need to protect our souls. Your soul is your mind, your personality, your will. You need to protect your soul so that it stays tender. In our culture, it's a very easy thing, and we don't even think about it. We just take in whatever the world presents to us with our eyes, we just take it in. You know, if you go back, let me just go back and read one other thing that, because if everything I'm saying to you and you think, yeah, okay, well, that kind of makes sense, but you know what? I'm probably going to still watch things. I'm used to it. I become used to it. It doesn't really affect me. If you're telling yourself it doesn't affect you, you're deceiving yourself. And you're allowing your nature, your soul, to become that much more hard. You're losing that tenderness. You're losing that gentleness. You're allowing your soul to become that much more hard. And where your soul or your mind goes, that is where you will go. You follow where your mind goes. What you think on is where you go. It's just a simple fact. It's the way that it is. If that doesn't convince you, though, let's go back to Job. Job said, I dictated a covenant and agreement to my eyes. So he determined what he would allow himself to see. Now, if you go down to verse number 12 in Job 31, because he goes on and talking about those things. He doesn't want those things of the world to influence him, to influence his mind, to influence his soul, to influence his direction. And he says in verse number 12, this is from the Amplified Bible, for uncontrolled passion. So the more that I allow into my soul, my passion becomes for those things, and my passion gets stirred for those things. I become more and more interested in those things. Again, where my mind goes, that's where I will go. If I filled my mind with all kinds of things that are disturbing, are unclean, are at odds with the things of the Word of God, it's driving me away from the sensitivity to God. It's driving me away from the sensitivity to know Him, to hear Him. You know, sometimes we say, well, I just don't ever hear God. Are you making yourself sensitive? Am I making myself sensitive to Him? Or am I hardening my nature to Him by what I'm allowing to come into me? So what Job says is, for the uncontrolled passion is a fire which consumes to abaden, which means to destruction, to ruin, and the place of final torment. Uncontrolled passion, he's saying, leads to destruction. So the images that I bring in, those images that are contrary to the things of God, those images which are disturbing, those images which take away the gentleness, take away the sensitivity, that change the heart of who I am, those things stir the wrong passions within me. And I desire those things. I want more of those things which are unhealthy for me. And those things all lead to destruction and ruin. Now listen to what he says here. That fire, once lighted, would rage until all is consumed. Job is saying that what I bring in, what I see, what I visualize, this is why Job said, I dictated the covenant of my eyes. I decide what my eyes see and what they don't see. I make that decision. The flesh doesn't decide for me. I decide. Because Job came to the place of realizing that if he allowed those things into him, they would become uncontrolled passions. And those passions, once lighted, if I see those things and I bring those things in, now we do have the Holy Spirit to deliver us. So don't misunderstand me. But if I'm just bringing those images into me, what I'm doing is once lighted, once that passion is lighted for those things, which are the impure things, those things that are contrary to God, those things that cause me to be discouraged, those things that cause me to be fearful, those things that cause me to look towards the flesh and not towards the things of God, once lighted, they rage until all is consumed. That means us. And would burn to the root of all of life's increase. He's saying it's going to cost me if I allow those things into my nature, which will then direct, set my direction. If I allow that, it will consume everything about me, and it consumes my life's increase. He's saying if I allow those things into my vision, it affects me in ways. It affects me naturally. It affects me in every way. It'll even take away life's increase, because at that point, I'm not seeking the things of God. I'm going after the things of the world, and that's contrary to God. Making sure that you set the covenant, you set the determination for what you will see and what you will take into yourself affects you in all ways. It affects your relationship with Jesus, which affects your relationships with other people. It affects how you view and how you feel about yourself and what you think about you. It affects all of those things, but it also affects your life's increase. Because if I allow those things in that are contrary, if I allow those things in that are of the flesh and stirring of the flesh, those passions consume to the point of consuming even the increase that God has set aside for me. That's a high price to pay. If you look in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 23 says, "But if your eye is unsound, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if then the very light in you, your conscience, is darkened, how dense is the darkness?" And we can read that same thought process in Luke chapter 11, verses 34 and 35. Your eye is the lamp of your body. What you allow in, your eye is the lamp. It determines what's coming in. Is it light or darkness that's coming in? Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience, is sound, when what you allow in is sound and fulfilling its office, your body is full of light. When it's not sound and not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. What's that saying is, your light is that filter, that lens, which is going to allow either the lightness, the purity, the truth, the things of the Word, the goodness of God, that which is good and pure and light, it's either allowing those things into you or it's allowing the darkness in. Your eye determines what's coming in. And if you're allowing the darkness, in other words, the evil, if you're allowing the things of the world, the things of the flesh, if you're allowing those things, if you're focused and looking at those things, if you can't get enough of, and I'm not just talking about pornography, I'm saying that even just images that are disturbing, if you watch violence, you're bringing darkness into you. And this is why Jesus is saying here in the book of Luke, be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. In other words, Jesus is saying, be careful what you take in through your eyes. Be careful that it's not bringing evil and darkness into you. It is imperative that we come to the place of understanding, because we are in a culture and in a time and in a world where you can see anything. You can watch videos of the beheadings of ISIS, which is beyond even my imagination why anybody would want to see that. But the more you see those things, the more your flesh clamors for more, and the more you're bringing that darkness in. And if you allow that darkness in, is the evil that comes in, and it stirs the evil passions. And as Job understood, those evil passions, once they're stirred, once they're lighted, they will consume, and they will consume to the point of consuming everything, which means everything in your life, even to the point of consuming your future increase. It's imperative that we do the same thing that Job did. Job said, I set the covenant. I set the covenant of what my eyes see. Let's make that determination today.